this new variant of COVID-19 being detected in southern Africa. The most significant variant we've encountered so far, says the UK Health Secretary. Deeply worrying, says Minister Stephen Donnelly. The Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, says Ireland will act with our European and British colleagues and take all precautions. The UK Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, says the UK is taking a safety first approach by putting six southern African countries on the travel red list. Speaking to the BBC a short time ago, Shapps said he hopes the move is not a backward step.
And I hope that that's what this is, a pause rather than sort of going backwards. But we can't take risks when we see a variant which could well defeat the vaccine, or at least that's the concern. And we need just a bit of time to be able to check that out and for the scientists to grow the culture and to be able to advise further on it.
Now, that was Grant Shapps, the UK Transport Secretary. I'm joined by Dr. Theo Sanderson. He's a pathogen researcher at the Crick Institute in the UK. And thank you for joining us. Can you tell us everything we know so far about this new variant and why we have countries so worried?
Sure. Good morning. So this variant has these 30 mutations in the spike protein that the virus uses to get inside our cells, and I think that in itself was concerning to people. A lot of these mutations are mutations that have been seen in other variants. So they're mutations that have been seen in the Alpha variant, the Delta variant, and the Beta variant, but we haven't seen them together in this combination, and we haven't seen quite as many. So that was one component that was concerning. And I think the second component is that the South African authorities saw this really quite sharp increase in the proportion of their cases that were due to this variant, particularly in the Gauteng region. And so that's led people to think that in that context, it seems to transmit better than the Delta variant. There could be different reasons for that. It could be about evading immunity, or it could be just about the virus itself to some extent.
I'm reading one comment from a professor in South Africa saying, concern it might have enhanced transmissibility and enhanced ability to spread from person to person and be able to get around parts of the immune system. Can you tell us a little bit more about, if that is the case, what this impact could be?
Yes, I mean, I think the answer is that it's early days. There've been studies that show that we would expect that these mutations, each individual mutation, we might expect to somewhat affect the recognition of the virus by our antibodies from virus or from vaccination or from previous infection. And I think that that data suggests that there might be an effect, and people will very quickly be generating in their labs these particular combinations and testing them to see whether there's a profound effect on how well the antibodies are able to recognize the virus. So it's sort of early days, but we would expect there to be an effect.
The potential for it to be vaccine evasive, if it is, I mean, how quickly can the pharmaceutical companies tweak vaccines to cope with a new variant?
So with these mRNA vaccines, they can do that pretty quickly. I think I've seen quotes that, you know, within days and weeks, they would be able to make the change to the production capacity. There's then questions about whether one would need to do more testing to see exactly how those vaccines work. So the good news is that these new technologies do allow adaptation of vaccines more quickly. The other thing is that we would definitely expect vaccines, even if there's an effect in whether they stop you, the vaccines might be less effective at preventing you getting infected at all, but they'd still likely have a good impact on preventing clinical symptoms.
On a grim morning, it's nice to have a positive element to this story. Dr. Theo Sanderson, thank you very much.